Hello, everybody. This is Alexia, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Usually this slot is taken by Charlie with Zen or the skill to catch a vibe, but I am here subbing for him while he's in Belize, and I am here with my good, one of Charlie and I's roommates, Megan. Megan, say hello.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey. So, we are kind of doing a pretty random show today, just trying to get into the groove of, like, having a summer show, especially without Mia here, who is my other partner in crime, for matter of fact, when I have my show during the school year. But, yeah, today we're going to be listening to something without a theme, which is crazy for me, but I'm just going to try to maybe move on to the next couple songs. But is there anything that you want to talk about, Megan, while we're here? Mm-hmm. Megan has a couple songs that we have.
Three songs sprinkled in here.
We got three songs from Megan.
Honestly, it's going to be kind of a wreck.
Why do you think it's going to be a wreck?
Well, just because I don't know how well our songs are going to mesh well together. You know what I mean? But I think it's going to be a good spread of music here.
Yeah, I tried to integrate them together as much as possible. But, you know, I think that, like, our music has a little bit of an overlap.
It has a bit of an overlap, but I think there's definitely some differences.
Like the SpongeBob music. I'm going to introduce the next few songs. So right now, we just listened to the Twin Peaks theme, which is what Charlie always opens with every single show. We're going to end with my opening song for the next few shows. And we're listening to Hilo March, which is from SpongeBob. And then we're going to be listening to Your Woman by Whitetown, Tundra, Desert by Modest Mouse, and Blink by The Moss. And then after that, we're going to have Group B by Tyler, the Creator, and Let Me Blow Your Mind by Eve featuring Gwen Stefani. And then we're going to have a vocal break. But yeah, one of Megan's songs is in there, Blink by The Moss. Do you have anything you want to say about that song, or is there anything of significance?
I don't know. I think it relates a lot to things I'm going through right now, which I think music is pretty cool at doing, so that's all I have to say about it. I just like the song, mate.
Well, I'm gonna skip this and go to our, like, actual music, because I really don't have anything to talk about right now. We're gonna have to do PSA. I have to kind of settle in here, because this is the first time I've ever been behind the actual, like...
Oh, the big desk?
The big desk.
Oh, shoot.
I'm always on the other side. Mia's the one that usually does the big dog, big desk stuff.
All right, Alexia's got the big boy pants on today.
I got my big boy pants on today. I'm excited. I'm ready to go. You know what? We can talk through this. We could talk through this vocal break. Well, Megan and I have been living together for how long now? A couple weeks,
a few weeks.
It's been exciting. I have to say, it's been very exciting.
It has been exciting. It's a nice place, nice area. Exploring.
Exploring,
cleaning.
Yes. Medford. Very close walk to the radio station. All right. It's time for the next song.
We did drive here,
though. See you guys soon. Yeah.
Shit, I do. 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 I do Wipe your tears and carry on. Nothing hurts quite like a broken heart. I guess I see how you get sucked in.
Like I'm Gilligan, hit Wallace. I just ordered a culling and milking the cow with all you niggas uttering, churning the butter. Sensitive niggas crying, stepping in puddles in
them new Giannos, nigga.
The team I'm assembling, you trembling. We in a circle huddling, fumbling. We coming and tackling your empire. It's Robert crumbling. One nom, huh, shit is humbling. I'm a fucking jumbotron, juggernaut. You a Jeep, no you're not. New balloon, watch it concave on the skateboard. Don't do surfboards, I don't ride waves. Been around forever, Murray's pomade, nigga. Been like a decade, yeah. Hey yo, keep it buck, I switch it up. You niggas don't, that's why you stuck. I needed seven figures, hit Australia, pick it up. Find some young twink and get my nipples sucked. Bad yellow bitch, look like pimple pus. Bad chocolate bitch, look like Lionel Knuckles. Y'all got too much baggage and I pack like Louis Trunk. Luggage double C, Emirates double V. Uni T, but the sweater vest is me. Lemonade, elderflower with the world. Sony read up, I'ma spit it with the bro. Yeah. Niggas like, act your age till you trippin'. Pushing 30, but the skin say different. Well, if I act my last deal, I'm probably 12. I put some niggas on, niggas set up live, then they hurt they self. Niggas cheddar bob, foot is on the gas, I ain't letting off. Every car's gas, pissing Greta off. And they group B and the leather soft. And I knew the cow when he better off dead. One take. Like 7 a.m.
Shake your asses, face screwed up like you having hot flashes. Which one? Pick one, this one, classic. Red from blind, yeah, bitch, I'm drastic. Why this, why that, lip stop basking. Listen to me, baby, relax and start passing. Expressway, head back, weaving through the traffic. This one strong, should be labeled as a hazard. Some of y'all niggas hot, psych, I'm gassing. Clowns, I spot them and I can't stop laughing. Easy come, easy go, he be gon' be lasting. Jealousy, let it go, results could be tragic. Some of y'all ain't writing well, too concerned with fashion. None of you ain't Giselle, can't walk and imagine. A lot of y'all Hollywood drama, cast it. Cut bitch camera off, real shit, blast it.
I had to give you my, it's only been a year.
Frustration, baby, you got to breathe. Take a lot more than you to get rid of me. You see, I do what they can't do, I just do me. Ain't no stress when it comes to stage, get what you see. Meet me in the lab, pen and pad, don't believe. 16's mine, create my own lines. Love for my wordplay, that's hard to find. Sophomore, I ain't scared, one of a kind. All I do is contemplate ways to make your fans mine. Eyes bloodshot, stressing chills up your spine. Sick to your stomach, wishing I wrote your rhyme.
To give you my, it's only been a year. Now I got my foot through the door, and I ain't going nowhere. It took a while to get me here, and I'm gonna take my time. Don't fight that bullshit in your ear. Now let me blow your mind.
Let your bones crack, your back pop, I can't stop. Excitement, Glock shots from your stash box. Fuck it, thugged out, I respect the cash route. Lockdown, blast this, sets while I mash out. Yeah, nigga, mash out, D-R-E. Backtrack, think back, E-V-E. Do you like that?
Ew.
You got to, I know you. Had you in the trance, first glance from the flow too. Don't believe I'll show you, take you with me. Turn you on, tension gone, give you relief. Put your trust in a born winner, listen to me. Damn, she much thinner, no, now I'm complete. Still styling on, brick house, pile it on. Ride or die, bitch, double off, can't strong. Beware, cause I crush anything I land on. Me here, ain't no mistake, nigga, it was planned on.
I had to give you my, it's only been a year. Now I got my foot through the door, and I ain't going nowhere. It took a while to get me here, and I'm gonna take my time.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. We're back. Hey. Megan. Mm-hmm. It's about that time.
When visiting a national forest, seeing a black bear can be a thrill. But if the bear rips through your tent for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn deadly. You can do your part to reduce black bear encounters by storing trash, food, and scented products such as toothpaste in a bear-proof container, your car's trunk, or high in a tree. Learn more at online at fs.usda.gov/nfsnc. This message is a public service of the U.S. Forest Service and this radio station, WMFO. We care about bears and you.
Wow, Megan, that was beautiful. I'm so proud of you reading that PSA about bears.
I didn't read that. That was actually straight from the heart.
So, usually Charlie plays the latter PSA every time, but I couldn't find it in the binder of PSAs. So, you know, you can't improvise these things. You can't improvise the latter PSA because this is like a legal thing. So, sadly, we had to, you know, screw up Charlie's show yet again.
Yet again, what?
We don't have his voice on here, you know. We're not playing the same music that he listens to. But you know what? This is what Charlie would have wanted.
Yeah, you know, he can't even text us and give us his opinion. He doesn't have Wi-Fi in Belize.
Yeah, he every so often we'll get a little text from Charlie being like, "Hey guys, I'm alive."
We have like a 5-minute window to respond.
I have 5 minutes in this Walmart to text you guys.
Is it a Walmart?
I don't know where he was. He was at the store buying supplies. But it was good to hear from him. So this is all done for Charlie. This isn't about us. This is about Charlie. But besides that, Charlie and Megan and I have been living in a new apartment together and yes, with a few other people. And you see, we've been facing some adult problems lately.
Oh, such big adult problems.
Who knew that you needed to clean the kitchen every single day?
Who knew that you needed a trash can in the kitchen?
My mom was right. I'm sorry, but my mother was right.
Everyone's mothers are right.
I'm becoming my mother. Anyways, this little break, we're listening to Chirp by C418. We just heard Let Me Blow Your Mind by Eve and Gwen Stefani. And up next is one of Megan's songs again, Big Black Car by Gregory Alan Isakov. I don't know. And
honestly,
then UFO by The Juice Is Okay, Vanilla Swirl by Mark Whalen, Feels Like Yesterday by Hala. And then we're going to come back to our vocal break with two songs. We're going to have so much time to talk. How will we ever fill the silence?
I don't know.
I have ideas. Right, don't worry. Cool. We're going to talk about lobotomies.
Oh, sweet.
All right. We will see you guys
my favorite subject
at the next break.
Bye.
A phonograph. I was a kid. I sat with an ear close, just listening. Was there when the rain tapped away down your face? You were a miracle. Eyes just holding your space. World time has a way of throwing it all in your face. Past she is haunted, the future is laced. Heartbreak, you know, drives a big black car. I swear I was in the backseat, just minding my own. Through the glass, the corn crows come like rain. They won't stay. They won't stay for too long now. This could be all that we know of love and all. Well, you were a dancer and I was a rag. The song in my head was all that I had. Hope was a letter I never could send. Well, love was a country we couldn't defend. Through the carnival, we watched them go round and walking the sidewalks covered in rain. Love to just get into some of your stories, me and all my plain Jane glory. Just me and all. Thank you.
Hello, we're back.
Hey guys.
So, as I was saying before, I've been really thinking about lobotomy memes lately. You have no idea what I'm talking about right now, right?
Well, I know what a lobotomy is, but I'm not very into the meme game.
Yeah, I don't think we can get into detail of what a lobotomy actually is on the air, but like memes like
real.
I feel like this is a little graphic, but I think like recently I've been really obsessed with like lobotomy core memes. Like the meme captions like me after the lobotomy, and it's like a video with like total nonsense, like a bunch of clips thrown together.
Okay.
I've been really into it. I gotta send you some.
I mean, I don't really understand. There doesn't seem to be much depth to it.
There's no depth.
Okay, that's
the point. That's
like part of it.
It's like random equals funny.
Sometimes when I had TikTok downloaded, I would get like random like posts like that where it's just a bunch of clips together. It's just a bunch of chaos.
No, which is like my favorite. It's funny. Like the chair breaking, and then it's like the metal pipe going, and then it's like bruh, 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 over and over again. I don't know. I've been like, I was having a little bit of an internet hiatus for a while lately.
Really?
Yeah, I've been off my phone a lot for the past, like, couple weeks.
Wow, that's
and
not like
now
you.
I've been back, and I feel like, memes have really, like, transformed. Like, over the summer, I think they've, like, really hit their peak for,
really?
Like, the past couple years. Yeah, personally for me. I think, like, more of the mainstream memes have been really irrelevant to me. Like, I never thought that Ice Spice was funny. I'm sorry. I just never did.
I literally didn't even know what Ice Spice was for a few months, and I was like, what are they talking about? And
literally,
what is
this
munch?
Conversation is, like, brain rot.
I don't know, like, any, like, meme culture, and you know so much of it. It's just, like,
I downloaded Reddit for, like, a week over the summer, and all I looked at was fat squirrel hate. It was just people fat shaming squirrels.
Like, why do I need? I mean, it's funny, but like, is this really enriching content?
It's so enriching.
Yeah, you're right. I really should download Reddit.
No. And then I deleted it after a week because I was like, I can't do this to myself.
Okay, so where do you get your meme content then?
Strictly Instagram now. I'm barely on TikTok anymore. I go on TikTok for like fashion stuff. I never go on TikTok for memes anymore because it's totally declined in quality. Like all you get on TikTok now is like the Subway Surfers or the soap cutting videos with Family Guy or like South Park. I've been getting all South Park because I watch South Park, and that's it.
Would you say fat squirrel meme is like a quality meme then?
I think that sticking with a bit is really good, and I think I think that like the Family Guy with the Subway Surfers, it's not a meme. That's just conditioning your brain to have multiple forms of stimulation at once. And I caught myself like watching those videos while I'm like eating breakfast, and it's like,
for real?
Okay, bro, that's way too much. Like, I'll wake up in the morning, I'll be like, I gotta go on TikTok right now. It's getting bad.
No, it's like a constant surge of dopamine when you watch that, because it's like the pauses in the TV shows are just filled by the Subway Surfers.
So I've been on that like mental health grind set lately, because I woke up this morning and I was like, I'm depressed. I slept till 3 p.m. So I was like, you know what? I need to change my habits. So I'm gonna try not to be on my phone as much. I'm still gonna, trust me, I'm gonna be a meme guy for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. I will know my memes, but
will you know memes when you're like an adult, like an adult level?
I will.
Really?
I'll stay up with the internet. But I think that like now, like being on the T and stuff, I'm not gonna wear my headphones. I made the decision. I need to be more conscious of the real world.
Okay. I mean, I kind of like romanticizing my life on the T with music.
With your little playlist on? I don't know. I feel like I get too stuck in my own head, like especially lately.
Yeah.
I need to be out in the world.
You want to listen to all the like nonsensical.
Yeah, but it's
chatter.
Like entertaining too. Like people have their own lives, and it's interesting to see them.
I love people watching on the T. It's so great.
It is really interesting. Anyways, we got to listen to more music. So we're listening to Cat by C418. We just listened to 21907242 by Mac DeMarco from that really long album with like 90 songs. And then next is called Good Times by Winkler. Then Harry Brompton's Iced Tea by Jadu Hart, and then Alone Together by Del Water Gap, and then we have a couple more vocal breaks, and then we'll be done.
Alrighty.
Alright, we'll see you guys then.
Found it.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, what's up?
We are at the end of our show here. We were just listening to Alone Together by Delwater Gap, and right now we're listening to Summer Breeze by Piper, and we're going to be talking through this.
Yes, sir.
What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about your new obsession with my phrase. My shoot. My phrase, what the poop.
Honestly, what's the origins of what the poop?
Well, you know, when you can't say explicit words, I think it probably originated from when I worked at a tennis camp teaching kids.
Yeah.
You know, you can't swear in front of kids, so I was like, what the poop? Like, it kind of like... It matches what I want to say.
So I say what the poop at least 20 times a day.
20 times? I'd say like 20 times an hour. And Alexia's partner has also started saying it now,
yeah,
too, as well.
Yeah, we just, on that what the poop grind set.
I will walk past Alexia's room and I will hear what the poop being thrown around. And I'm like, listen, there better be some credit given. Because, you
we
know,
say credit Megan every single time.
As it should be. I think it's funny how like phrases like that and words like catch on with who you're with. Like, I feel like you can tell who's friends with people based on like the catchphrases that they say.
Yeah, what's something else that I say all the time? Bruh, what the dog doing?
Oh my god, you say bruh all the time.
Bruh is quite literally a minute by minute activity.
I feel like I've started just making like random noises.
Oh, like me?
Can't get around that.
Because there's no shame about it, because I'll literally be like, doo, 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 talking to my birds.
That's also true.
I live a really carefree life.
This is true.
You need to get on that.
I do, but when I go home to my family and I like start making random noises, they're like, are you okay? And then they'll start not listening to me when I actually have something like meaningful to say.
You need to break the stigma.
I'm trying, but they just don't listen
to
me.
You need to break the stigma.
Around making random noises.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a lifestyle. I can do the tag now. No, wait a second. So, I was going to talk about how SpongeBob has been really, like, important to meme culture for its entirety of, like, its existence. But I think I'll save that for next week because it's, like, a really important subject to me, really near and dear to my heart.
I think you could talk about this for, like, literally...
SpongeBob! No. I love him. I love him so much.
Charlie would not like this.
Charlie,
this.
If Charlie was dead right now, he'd be rolling in his grave.
He's rolling around in the
He's rolling
holes.
Around in the ditch that he's digging in Belize right now, digging for early civilizations. I think it's like a Mayan civilization. I don't know what he's doing over there.
Nobody knows. We'll hear
Charlie's
going
to listen back to this recording and be like, what the heck is going on here? So, let's end it here for this week. This is Alexia. This was, The Skill to Catch a Vibe, Zenner to Skill to Catch a Vibe, which is Charlie's show, taken over by Matter of Fact with Alexia and Mia, who is no longer present. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you, Megan, for being my guest.
Thank you for having me.
And good night, everybody. See you next week.
Good night,
at 10 p.m. on Tuesday.